Louis Hanneman, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a wonderful gesture this is. Tell us how it came about.
Yes, good morning. Well, you know, we're all sick and tired of the pandemic. We all wanted to go away. We've been we haven't been able to play for our live audiences for such a long time, not even an outdoor concert. But we have no idea what medical workers and people at the coalface of this drama is going through. And I think it's time for us to say thank you. And what more historic site in a forecourt, the palm court of the very famous Krutoskeer Hospital, to give a live concert and to stream it live all over the world. Just a lunch hour concert, just 45 minutes, saying thank you to all these health workers that for 17 months have been through this trauma, and it's there's no end in sight yet. So we thought that is just at the least we can do to make a public thing about it and say thank you to the health workers, and thank you for working so hard to keep us safe.
Certainly so. The concert of gratitude itself was born out of Hospital Heroes. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we have realized that the whole world cannot go forward without being vaccinated at this stage, and we believe it, and we have to make it the environment safe for ourselves who work in one space, and without the support of medical personnel, South Africa can't open up its economy and can't go forward. So these are heroes for all of us, and they they work under great risk and with lots of trauma every day, seeing people dying around them. They need our support. They are heroes. They need our support. We cannot expect them to do all the hard work, and we just sit back and wait for the pandemic to pass.
You know better than anyone, I'm sure, the impact that music has on the soul, on the mental health, spiritual well-being, and this is a time when I guess healthcare workers need it most.
Yes, I think music can be quite emotional, and we will play a few very inspirational songs and works that will inspire people and hopefully not only the patients but all the hospital workers, because it will it's in the forecourt of in front of the old historic hospital, and I think there's a kind of a resonance between the buildings, and I'm sure everybody, even if they lie in a hospital bed, will be able to hear the sounds of a live orchestra. And I think symbolically it's also saying thank you to all the hospital and health workers throughout the country.
Well, Krutoskeer's CEO, Dr. Bhavna Patel, has said, "We are immensely grateful to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and its musicians for availing themselves to offer us some beautiful, relaxing music. With all the pressures our staff are experiencing due to COVID, we know that this music will brighten our day and help ease some of the pain." And so we're really grateful for that, Louis. The concert will be tomorrow.
Yes, and it will be live at 12 o'clock, early lunchtime, because, you know, hospital workers, the early shift comes in very early. They're already there. They have to get up very early. So their lunchtime is between 12 and 1. So just after 12, we will start. And we're looking so forward to this.
Certainly so. For the rest of us, we can stream it on YouTube and show our support. Thank you so much, Louis, for that. Louis Hanneman, CEO of the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. If you'd like to demonstrate your gratitude to the healthcare workers at Krutoskeer, and of course, symbolically around the rest of the country and world, of course, the greatest gratitude you can give them is to get vaccinated.